Hi everyone, it's Ben. I just want to take a moment to tell you about Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout, which is a new video game now available on PlayStation 4 and PC via Steam. Fall Guys is a massively multiplayer party game with up to 60 players online in a free-for-all struggle through round after round of escalating chaos until one victor remains. Battle bizarre obstacles, shove through unruly competitors, and overcome the unbending laws of physics as you stumble towards greatness. I've had a look, and really, it looks like a fun sort of Saturday afternoon mucking about with your friends kind of time. So there's lots of sort of slip sliding, falling over. They, you know, your classic sort of running across a raised obstacle, and there's things trying to kind of knock you off, as well as other people. It's all quite wobbly. It's all quite colourful. It looks like a fun old time. So just to remind you, that's Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout. You can go to fallguys.com for more information. And if you're on PlayStation 4, it's currently free for PlayStation Plus subscribers. So, hope you give it a go and enjoy it, and here's the episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Mark Spark, Brandon Chappelle, Florence Azzi, Gilligan Mungus, Emilia Hoyos, Edward Peter Delmonico, Liam Higgis, Sean and Miranda Goodell, Daniel Armenti, Peter Larson. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to episode 99 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host...
99!
That's a much better interruption than I have with that one.
I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who have some of you been playing for 99 episodes?
Oh,
wow. I haven't been.
No.
I said some of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, grammatically makes sense.
I've been playing Sasha.
Well, shall we start? Let's start
I haven't,
with.
Though, because that's the thing. I went away on holiday. So it's only... It's only...
Yeah. No, Hamid wasn't in the side
quest. Wasn't in the side
quest.
But
the side quest also isn't counted in the 99.
Ah.
Oh, so what that actually means is on the stream we're well over 100. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if you, if you count all the specials,
and
too.
The metacast, yeah.
Should we try again?
Right. No, I think...
Grishopdrik Act Amsterdam!
Hamid Salah Harun Al-Tahan.
Sasha Rackett, who's asking.
And Azu.
Great! So, as it stands...
Do you think he's going to kill one of us off in the 100th episode just for dramatic... We already had a death. He probably won't do it again. Yeah. He'll be fine.
You know what's better than a death?
Two deaths.
Yeah! Ben knows. So, as it would stand, you have Azu carrying an incredibly, incredibly valuable and powerful magical artifact. And
Sasha,
the rest of you are
all the diamonds,
sort of
which
surrounding...
Much.
and a backpack full of treasure,
and
right?
A backpack full of treasure.
And you're all on an armoured carriage with a small amount of guards sprinkled in and surrounded by, I think what's best described, evil! Evildoers everywhere! So much evil!
I already killed four of them and hurt another. Did I work out how many actually got caught in the second fireball?
Nope.
Fair enough.
So,
I assume Alex made a note.
Yeah.
He did. Alex always does. So we are going to start for the first time in what feels like ages.
Proper battle!
In initiative order.
Woo!
Hamid, you are up.
I do not cast Fireball. I'm going to wait for them to cluster closer together. instead, there's quite a lot of them, aren't there? I am going to cast Mage Armor.
Nothing is threatening you currently?
I choose not to use a will save. negate its effect upon myself.
I was sat there going, wait, why would I... I see what you did there. Okay. Hamid, you mage armour yourself, surrounding yourself in...
It's a sort of pale blue, slightly purple-tinged energy. It's like a layer of glowing scales across my skin, but it's quite subtle. Like, it sound really impressive, but it's actually quite a small effect.
Yep. On the other side of the poor guard... Sasha, you're up.
Reluctantly takes her backpack off.
Oh yeah, you have a backpack full.
Put it inside the...
Good point. I've seen that takes a whole move action because you're very careful about stowing the treasure.
This is how I know, right? It's been too long since combat. You're all like, I should do this thing. I agree. I will also do this thing. I agree. There's no fear.
They're not that close to us,
There's
so we're preparing.
I might triple the number of them or something.
I cast Fireball at Alex.
So, you dump your backpack.
Yeah, in the inside.
Yeah, there's a hatch. Grizzop, you're still in the carriage, right?
Yes.
A massive backpack enters into the...
Does it drop on his head? No, she's taking a move action to do it carefully.
Okay, a massive backpack enters the carriage carefully.
Mm. Oh, I'm so glad that was put down carefully.
Boom! Boom!
That was very heavy. It could have done serious damage.
You all need to learn to fear.
Oh, dear.
Okay. I get +2 versus fear.
Mechanical burst!
Grizzop, you are up.
So the goobers, the evil goobers. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, for my move action, because I'm inside the carriage, yes, like by a window and stuff, mm-hmm, I will activate Detect Evil.
Okay.
A bunch of evilers.
Okay.
I mean, there's evil around, right?
There's loads.
Cool. Yeah.
Tons of it.
I've already detected so much evil.
Like, this city clearly has a massive problem with evil that they're just not investing to solve the problem.
Cool, Wazoo, have you seen how much evil's around?
Yes, I was about to tell you.
Oh, thanks.
It really affects the property prices.
Sure.
Oh, God, I'm going to kill you all.
But, okay, so...
This is the wrong episode to antagonise him. Yeah. So, nah, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
So the goobers, yes, can I see any... How are they arrayed? Are they, like, in a spooky circle?
They seem to be in a vaguely spooky circle, okay, in that they are not maintaining...
As in the circle is vague or the spook is vague?
The circle is vague.
Okay, but the spook is real.
The spook is real, but the circle is vague.
Spook is objectively real, but it's more of an oval.
It's objectively both real and evil, but yeah, the shape is up for grabs.
An evil oval.
I mean, some of it is on rooftops, yeah, some of it is on the street.
How many of them are there?
Wait, is it an overly evil oval attacking the officers of the Apophis office?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And you have to attempt to say that sentence on every action.
Yeah.
What do you do,
well,
Grizzop?
Since the...
You have used your move action.
Since the oval is overly evil.
Well, you've used your action to cast Detect Evil.
It's
overtly,
and I am,
overtly, yeah.
And I am technically an officer, but not of the Apophis office.
Yes.
I will maybe activate Divine Bond.
Yep, good, great. So.
So, yeah, I concentrate and my bow starts glowing with a golden light and is on fire.
How gauche.
I mean,
what?
Compared to the neon pink.
How dare you?
The neon pink is super tasteful.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my go.
Black's always been cool. An evil! Okay. All of the, what was it, goobers, I believe was the...
Oh, yeah, goobers.
Yes, goobers, right.
Goobers in
the
overtly evil oval.
Swarm towards the carriage.
Overly evil, overtly. No, that's the wrong order.
The overtly, overly evil goobers, yes.
Oval, yes.
The overtly evil oval contracts.
Oh, no.
So what happens is basically you are surrounded by... a multitude of robed figures, and
how
they all...
How many of them is a multitude?
It will take you an action to do the active perception
counting
check to count how many there
okay
are. There's loads. They all swarm towards the carriage. The ones that are on rooftops disappear from view. They don't just leap off the roofs or anything.
Oh.
None of them are flying, apparently, or
that's
anything
good
like
that's
that.
That's a good thing.
But nonetheless, they swarm towards the carriage, and all of them, because of the distances involved, basically can make it to the carriage... and surround the carriage,
right,
but they are not able to take any further actions at this stage.
Weren't they like 60 foot away before?
They were further, they were hundreds of feet away.
So they
well, maybe they were a bit closer than I realised. Okay. But they weren't in thrown range before now, basically.
They have spent their entire action charging forward at maximum speed they possibly can and doing nothing else. The guards, meanwhile, basically, each of them pulls a lever on the side of the carriage. And a platform basically rotates out from underneath the carriage, so they each have a platform to stand on, and they each brace their halberds outwards on the four corners of the carriage.
I'm next to the driver. I'm just going to say, keep going, we've got to get to the hospital!
Way ahead of you! At which point, Azu, you are up.
Yes.
A huge multitude of robed black figures have swarmed towards you.
Are they within 30 feet?
Oh, yes. Very much so at this point.
Right, so I've got this thing called Channel Positive Energy that can do 3d6 damage.
Unless they're undead, it won't hurt them.
Oh!
It will heal them.
Oh, no!
And it might hurt Sasha.
Yeah.
Shut up, man! God!
No, this is teamwork. Against...
the vile enemy.
Channel positive energy. Kill Sasha. Heal all the enemies. Do it.
No.
Boo.
In that case, smite evil?
Boo!
So I think you can only do that through a melee attack, and I don't think they're close enough to do
no,
that.
No, you... Well, you pick a target, and you can do... You can activate the ability and choose your target now.
Okay.
And a target has to be one person or something.
Yeah.
You can't smite, like, 20 people at once.
What's the point of calling it smite, then?
You have cleave, right? So you can get on one and keep going.
But you only smite one for the smite.
Right,
Also, we really don't want Azus to get off the carriage. She's the most important one.
So currently, you could make it to the edge of the carriage. Mm. What you could do is then cleave the heck out of people.
Oh, so as it's travelling, I could be on like the platform just swinging my axe around.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gonna do that.
Yes,
that
you could.
Cool.
Right. Gonna do that thing like with the spikes on the carriage wheels.
So you go to the edge of the carriage and begin a big old
stand on the platform next to one of the guards.
Any way you want to do that, basically.
If the evil cowled things are all evenly spaced, then it doesn't matter which platform I step on. So.
Yeah, you jump onto, let's say, the back left? Front left?
Sure, back left.
Front left.
Front left. You jump onto the front...
Oh.
I don't know. I just...
Stop! Let Helen make a decision!
Helen, I need to know what you're doing!
I'm going to defend from the rear.
Okay, back left.
Yes.
So you jump down onto the black left platform. You are surrounded by so many people. Okay, give me an attack roll. So I'm assuming you're using cleave.
I have cleave and great cleave.
Yeah, so every time you hit one successfully, you can attack the next one.
Fantastic.
As long as they're still in range.
God, every single time.
There is a bonus there.
There is. So that's 20? If I roll a 10 and then I add that?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
20 then.
20, hit. Roll damage.
Eight.
Okay.
Hit the next one.
You can do so. Attack.
Okay.
Hit.
18?
No, that's 23. Because this is a cleave attack, so you use the same bonus every time.
Just again and again and again. It doesn't go down.
Until Alex tells you there's no more enemies in range.
Correct. Or you miss an attack.
14.
Yes. And then...
Fifteen.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Keep going.
Oh my god!
You need to roll the damage.
I got dice in the attack. I don't know what to do.
One of two things.
17.
The third one that you attack, you literally just sweep fully. I will describe this in a bit more detail, but that one goes down. Keep going.
There are a lot of them
going down. Oh, that's
26.
26. Go again. This is everything that Bertie wanted and could never have.
18 damage to that one.
Goes down.
I feel so bad for
James.
You can
go again.
Ooh. That's 13.
No!
You fool, you only managed to hit 5 on her.
Yeah, but
what a rubbish turn!
So.
Yeah, I got 8 guys on my turn.
Describe how you intend to attack so many people, and then I will make the rest happen.
You know in Lord of the Rings where Gimli sort of just stands and just swings his axe?
Yeah.
And my axe! That's essentially... This is called the and my axe attack.
Okay.
Yes.
So what happens is they charge at you. You basically smack one of them, flies backwards. Smack another one, flies backwards and lies on the ground and is only just getting up. You hit the next one and you literally, your axe bites it and you hear a scream.
Good. They can scream.
That's me, not Azu.
Don't know, does Azu not have a...
You can't be sweetness and light all the way down.
However, the scream is not necessarily what you were expecting, insofar as it isn't a sort of big eldritch rah. It's just someone going,
Oh, he sent blokes after us.
You hit another one.
Just blokes.
Just
two of them
bloke.
Are down.
Yep. Okay.
The third, the
really
second one you attack
bloke.
Is like... clearly on its last legs.
Okay.
Okay.
20 hit points each. Blokes.
Hamid, you are up.
How many are standing close enough together for a fireball?
A lot. Like, a lot. You could basically pick a direction. You're surrounded by, they're like at least 3 deep with more coming.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
They are swarming inwards in a constant stream.
I feel like we're being tricked into attacking mind-controlled civilians. So, fireball.
Oh my god!
Look, they were wearing robes. All right.
And they were evil. We detected
evil. Oh, actually,
evil.
No, yes. Yeah.
We are never
yes.
wrong. maybe can cloaks be evil?
Yes.
Serious
oh my god,
question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cloaks oh, are evil. I'm using that against you.
Is that
if we have to sneak in with, like with Shaun of the Dead, where they're pretending to be zombies? We put cloaks, we're like,
I hate unicorns.
So I'm going to pick in front of us, so I'm trying to clear a path for the carriage to go. So in front of us and whichever side.
And making sure that you aren't within range of your own fire.
Exactly. And so I can target it behind them so that the explosion comes back.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And yeah, and they take 29 fire damage.
I am going to put this to the party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to open and revisit a precedent because it matters more now. Mm-hmm. I could roll a separate reflex save for every single squad or one for all of them, bearing in mind, though, that of course that does mean that for area of effect,
one for all of them is just
it can mean everyone's fine or everyone's...
It's so much easier.
Yeah.
Good.
We can just keep fighting.
Good. That's fine.
I mean,
Muhammad Khan, he runs out of
spells. What's the DC that they have to hit on the reflex?
18.
They hit with a 19.
What?
I immediately regret my decision.
They still take 15 damage. 15. Like, it's not nothing.
Okay,
enough.
That's true.
I mean, that's still more damage than you did to two of them.
Just saying, though. Helen can do that every turn for forever.
See, now it's coming out. Now it's like, oh, wait, I've been waiting for this fireball. Now Hamid is going to be
I mean,
such
tactically...
Hey, this was Bryn being a Hamid is still delightful.
I mean, we're probably fine in America, to be honest. Remember, Happy Days had a character called Mr.
True, very true.
Yes, and all the English school kids who watch it were like, you'll never guess what they put on TV. I know, because that's what my dad did.
So, Sasha, you are up. He's just gone boom immediately in front of the carriage.
Gonna throw a
the
bomb
carriage
in the
is still moving, by the way, but not very quickly, thanks to sand. Swathes of folk in front, and now there's bodies in the way. It's rattling all over them.
Well, she's not gonna start shoveling bodies out of the way.
I just meant you're not rattling along.
Maybe the horses need some help from a certain divine camel.
Sasha,
why you do that?
What are you
Sasha's
doing?
Sasha's gonna throw a bomb at the exact same
just
people.
Throw it out there.
Yep, great.
Got already damaged.
Great,
by...
go for it.
Yep. So
she's a very fine and mighty camel,
so
but I don't think she could
carry
an entire
26.
Armor.
26. Oh, yeah, that's potent. I forget. It's been a while. Do they get reflex saves to half?
No.
I don't think they do. I think
so
the bombs just
you aim it at one person
damage.
And then it does splash damage to everyone else.
Yeah,
nearby.
I basically pick one square.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then it's only plus three splash.
That's a. It's, you're fine.
So that's 11 damage.
11 to the ones that hit, and then 3 to everyone else in range. What is the splash radius? Is it 5 foot or 10 foot?
I have no idea, I'm afraid.
I think it might only be 5 foot, the splash damage on the bomb.
It may well be, yeah. They're not super powerful because she can't level them up.
Yeah. So, you do, thanks to the combination of his fireball and your bomb, one of them just... boom! And bits fly... human bits.
Goober bits.
Goober bits, so it's fine, I guess.
Goo bits.
Meanwhile, the surrounders...
We're literally protecting the most important item in the world right now, because every other important item is safely held in a vault somewhere.
So the all of the goobers, I can't believe I'm calling this now, but...
Yes.
I was going to say cultists, that sounds great. No, goobers.
It's figures all over again.
All of the goobers at the front are basically, you're managing to break their ranks quite effectively. If you can keep this up, you can probably just... keep going, I guess.
They're just like, let's get him. Oh no, we're only 20 hit point blokes and they're all got player levels. Run away!
We're just blokes!
They're running past the ones at the back going, don't bother me!
Are you a bloke? Because I wouldn't go in there for a bloke!
I'm loving these South London accents in Cairo as well, guys. Just
is
solid work.
Barrett shipped him in!
So, you know what? Things are going bad. You know what I should do? Every single person give me a will save.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a 20.
It's
a mind control.
Oh, that's not very good.
So okay, Grizzop.
14.
Okay. Hamid.
17.
Okay. Sasha.
15.
Okay. And Azu.
If I add that, then it's 26.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. Well, you sounded quite low, so I was like, do I still
That's because I rolled badly.
Ooh.
Like, really... almost... Was it objectively the worst you could roll, or almost?
No, it was a 7.
Oh, that's...
No, but roll save isn't that high.
I forget. Paladins, you're part of the problem.
Well, I got...
We are absolutely the solution.
Excuse me.
That in itself, that black and white thinking.
Look!
That's the problem.
I can point to the god, all right? Yeah, yes, it's black and white.
Yeah, but the gods don't agree.
I love it when good lawful characters just edge over that line into straight blown fascism. Classic paladin goes too far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, pretty much.
Pretty much, literally.
Yeah.
So, I'm just having to check one more thing because this is quite complex. What's happening at the moment? Oh, bear with me.
Suddenly, we're all blokes.
Oh no! I've only got 28 points.
Those of us that rolled under 20 suddenly feel the compulsion to put on like weird.
Oh no!
And suddenly, I'm not from Amsterdam anymore.
That would mean if the three of you got mind control, I'd be the only person.
Yeah. That's literally
You're out. Out with the blokes. Blokes.
I mean, the DC is more likely to be 14 or 15.
Azu.
Yes.
But we'll see.
I'm going to do this from your perspective.
Oh,
no.
That means she's the only player character left.
Every single person on the carriage, with the exception of the guard that you are stood next to, suddenly just stand there. Arms by their sides, face forwards. Just stand there and don't seem to be doing anything.
I thought 17 was quite a good roll.
What a nasty effect.
Yeah. Ooh. The guard next to you seems fine and is way too busy fending off everyone beside you to notice. You notice everyone in the carriage is gone.
Do the horses do that, or are they still trying to trundle along?
The horses are still trying to trundle along. Okay, with that in mind, Grizzop. I'm afraid stands there doing nothing.
In his head, oh, it's amazing, there's flips.
The cultists immediately swarm the vehicle. A bunch of them open the doors and start climbing inside on...
Wait, hang on. Just genuine question. This armoured thing doesn't lock?
A bunch of them open the doors...
Fair enough.
...and climb in from the sides.
Did you lock the door?
Well, I don't know. You'd assume it would have, some sort of latch thing.
You breathe
a
out.
A few of them are climbing over, sort of like the... Basically, the carriage is slowing effectively to a halt, just ground to a halt by...
So many blokes.
Loads of blokes. Just all the blokes. Just all the blokes, including the women who are also blokes.
Guys, yeah. Guys, blokes are class, not... Yeah.
Did someone bring a milkshake or something?
But the carriage is...
My milkshake brings all the blokes to the bar.
The carriage comes to a complete halt as the place is completely small.
Yeah. It's better than yours.
Yeah. Having a cold one with the blokes.
We all good?
You know
this has made this fight a lot more.
Nothing like a life or death situation to bring out the humour.
You can also crack open and are generally kept cold. Clams.
Azu.
Yes.
You're up.
Okay.
The carriage is halted, completely swarmed. There are people above the carriage, beside the carriage. You are surrounded on all sides.
So that, how many people are in range?
So many. So many.
Cleave them all.
So many.
Keep cleaving. Right. Cleave. How... Just cleave.
I'm really tempted to cleave. However, I could quite easily get surrounded all by myself. And the carriage is stopped.
That's a good thing for you.
More cleaving.
Right up until you die.
Yeah.
Well, exactly, which I do not want to do.
Don't listen to these guys. They're all like, oh, this is so funny. Cleave, they're going to die. Cleave, they're all going to die, Azu, and you're not.
How far away is the Temple of Aphrodite at this moment?
She just throws us all over and runs for it.
It's within sight.
So right at the end of the road, a few hundred feet?
About that. Like, if you could imagine, like, hypothetically, if there was a battle map in front of you that was about the size of a table, right? I'd say it's exactly just beyond that.
If I were to summon a camel...
Hypothetically.
Would she squash the people in front of me and allow me to...
I'm afraid that's not how camels work.
It's a divine camel. I mean,
and I've met camels, don't tell me. Yeah. Quite a few of us have seen camels.
You can only summon the creature into an unoccupied square.
Oh.
You could summon it and then jump over the boat.
You can't summon it into the sky either, because an unoccupied square has to be on the ground level.
Just summon it in front of it and jump on it. Or I think I'm going to cleave and then...
Yeah!
I think I'll cleave and then run.
Okay, all right.
That's going to have to be what I do, because I've got to get out of the enemies.
The thing is, it's, if you do run past all the enemies, they all get to attack you as you're running past.
Not if they're cleaved.
Well, indeed.
Commence cleaving. Can I offer a suggestion to speed things along?
Yes.
Roll your attack dice and your damage dice at the same time.
Oh, yes.
That way, if we know you've hit, you can just go straight away and tell me your damage.
Okay. 26.
26?
16 damage.
Yes, hit, cleave, go.
16, 9 damage.
Okay.
13.
Miss.
Oh,
miss.
Cleave ends.
You chose wrong. You chose wrong.
I will never listen to chanting voices in my head.
Which is ironic because you're surrounded by cultists and they are coming for you.
It's just like that other meaning of cleave, which is the opposite of like stuck them all together again.
We're going to take a break here, and as the cultists consume the entire party, we'll come back in a couple
of
minutes.
We are so dumb for you.
And welcome back. Sure, we're all finding it funny now.
Blokes,
stop it, that's ruining my chance.
I am not finding this funny.
Right. Hamid does nothing and stands there.
Do we not even get like another save?
It's brutal.
God. If they attack us, maybe?
Yeah.
Like whole person, when someone attacks you.
Blimey. Sasha. Yeah,
no. You should probably slap us in the face.
Sasha does nothing.
No, I'm behind.
You could cleave slaps.
I think mechanically that's plausible.
It's a melee attack, right?
I got those water fountain things that... Like,
yes.
Does the grass.
A sprinkler of slaps.
We need Bertie and his special shouting down a riot action right now, don't we?
Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, there's no way he would have passed a will save,
no.
though.
Does he have no will?
Yes.
So he could resist anything except temptation.
Our will saves are absurd.
No, he got
as well.
Did he get a will score?
Very well!
Well, he did
he
until they really
Oscar
didn't.
Wilde.
Yeah, but then
Hamid,
they didn't get on.
Give me a will save.
24?
Help me!
Hamid does nothing.
Oh!
What?
It must be 25, because I got 26.
Or alternatively, there are multiple effects at the same time.
I mean, that is like things. That's me rolling a 17. Like, I physically can't roll much better than that.
I could.
Unless it's a fear effect, which I'm assuming it's not.
Grizzop.
Yeah?
Does nothing and doesn't get another save.
Oh. Me.
Blokes.
The swarm.
Lads.
The swarm grab every single member of the party with the exception of Arzu and the guard who are just going slap happy and drags them from the carriage. Arzu, from your perspective, they are gone.
Yeah.
They're just lost in the press of people. Womf, 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 womf. The carriage is now completely overrun by people. Arzu, you're up.
I need to cut a path.
The guard next to you is still hacking away.
No, I couldn't.
He is not focusing on anything apart from die.
I don't know whatever it was you thought of, but that kind of face says do it.
No, I shouldn't. It's not what Paladin would do.
Are you seriously thinking about picking the guard up, throwing him, and using him as a bridge to jump over the people?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's
just check your tenets.
Paladin
check
will
your,
not
check
do
your
that.
Tenets again, and I mean, it depends. It depends what kind of Paladin.
Oh no! Do not pick up an NPC and use them as a weapon against other NPCs.
It says, do not harm more than necessary.
That sounds very necessary.
Absolutely necessary. This is to protect the heart of Aphrodite.
Oh yeah,
this
mate.
Is how it happens.
You know,
this is
the single most important.
It's sacrificing someone else as
but
an overtly evil action.
But you are. You're basically protecting the Ark of the Holy Grail.
You would lose your paladinhood.
Unless Aphrodite were like, great plan, didn't want to lose the heart.
Why
good
are
job.
You doing this to Helen? You are all
you're
worse.
Like the angel of the devil.
What are you
right.
doing?
How many people are between me and a space where I can run?
As in deep?
As in how many will I need to
cleave, mess up.
4, 5, depending on how they line themselves up. It depends what you're planning.
Can I jump? I don't know.
No.
No, and my dexterity is still... Yeah.
Oh God, you're doing all this with reduced
you
dexterity.
Could, because
oh
you are, because yeah. you are slightly higher than everyone, you could attempt a frankly massive leap from the carriage over the people because they're pressed very close. You would still have random people like all around you, but it wouldn't be that crush, if you know what I mean. So you could just attempt a huge leap over the crush and then just deal with the randomers, stragglers.
Leaving the guard behind.
But you would have to leave the guard behind. There is no way you could hold the guard and leap that distance. That's too much. Even for you.
Just make a decision yeah, you and go, you,
dun, okay. dun, dun, right. dun, What would dun, Azu decide dun, in 3 seconds? Dun, 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 dun,
okay, well, I've got to leave the guard. So I'm going to try the jumping thing.
Okay, in which case then?
I've got a -1 to dexterity.
It will have to be an acrobatics check for this.
Yeah.
This is not good for me. This is going to go
terribly. And what's your armor check penalty as well?
Yeah. Agile half plate. It's going to be specific low. Yeah. job is
like,
to
but
have.
It still has a penalty. It's just small.
Well, I don't know. I'm wearing an agile breastplate, which is much bigger than half plate, and it's -3. So it might be an agile one.
I've got a bonus of +1.
Hold up. I'll look it up.
But not for your agile. If you roll it.
Rolled a 16.
This is a 15.
What's your acrobatics check?
-1. Yeah,
15. It's 15. So, you manage to leap the majority of the people. You just give a huge leap and launch yourself over the majority.
Enormous neon pink orcs sailing through the sky above a sea of
blood. Oh, you imagine it's
exactly the way, exactly the way a brick does.
All of the arms reaching up to grab Azu as she sails overhead, great axe in hand, abandoning the guard on the carriage.
Could lose some powers.
Agile half plate is -6.
What? Whoa! And then she leaps over them and then slams down into the gunk.
So the -1 acrobatics check is with her normal dexterity. So her dexterity is higher.
There's a reason she hasn't succeeded.
It gives you a +8 AC. So it's a good trade-off, but you're not very good at jumping.
You leap and you plunge. You make it past the halfway point and then just plunge into the mass of people.
I mean, that would probably kill someone, though.
I am hoping.
Even in her hypnotized state, Sasha just shakes it.
You hate to see it.
Oh, blokes.
Well, you're hypnotized, so...
She's still all shaking her head.
Lads.
Okay. Hamid. I want to check something, but I'm fairly certain that Hamid still does nothing. Yeah, this is brutal.
Sorcerer.
And dragon.
Well, no. So a sorcerer gets a bloodline, and Hamid's bloodline is draconic.
Yeah.
So it's part of his sorcerer's nature is to be slightly dragony.
So I was right.
Yeah.
Hamid does nothing.
Just a whiff of dragon.
Sasha does nothing. Grizzop, give me a will save.
Garbage. 18.
18? Okay. Basically, I'm not going to share what's happening right now because you're lost in the mass. Are you ready for all of the just all of the attacks?
So canonically, only 8 people can attack someone in a round, because that's the maximum number that can surround you. So 8's not that bad, right?
Correct.
They'll all get a flanking bonus.
They're all very small.
Correct.
Boats.
Although with a flanking bonus plus... Been playing fifth there too much. I'm going advantage. Oh no!
Flanking bonus is just a +2.
It is 2, isn't it? Not 3. Yeah.
If I die, I'm going to be extremely upset with you, Alex.
These things happen. You watch your AC.
18.
Okay.
A dex is really bad.
She makes up for it with a huge bonus to her damage because she's got a lot of strength, whereas we've got a lot of dex, which means our damage output isn't as good, but we're real hard to hit.
Right.
We have been like within a roll's worth of TPK before.
You take a flat 10 damage.
I told
as what
you
happens
so.
Is just hands just seem to fly out and just start pummeling you. There doesn't appear to be any weapons, there doesn't appear to be any tactics. It's just a bunch of people are just slamming you with their hands as hard as they can.
Blokes, blokes, blokes.
With their hands?
Yep.
So does it do like 2 damage, if that?
They did not do well.
Mm. Am I prone?
No, you are still standing. Oh. You have not gone prone. Okay.
I am midway through the press of people.
Yes.
Okay. It's not for me to be.
The guard, from his standpoint, yells, "Just go! Go!"
Love your attitude, mate.
What a hero.
What a good
attacks
guy.
The guy.
I need
your,
a hero.
Attacks the guy at your back.
I need a hero that'll let me run off without him.
He's successfully and downs him. So he yells, "Go, go!" Then uses his halberd and basically collapses the one who's immediately behind you.
That dude is my backup character.
I'm going to cry.
Doesn't sound like he is anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, no, this is like...
You had a hero.
You had a hero who let you go without moral shame.
He didn't do well.
He made it clear that you wouldn't lose your powers if it weren't for abandoning him all alone. You had a hero.
For obvious reasons, I'm sort of starting to skip people in initiative until it comes up.
Enough.
Azu, you're up. What are you doing?
Now I'm going to try and cleave my way out. And then if that succeeds, I'm going to summon my camel.
Cleave like a boss. The maximum number of people you can cleave is 8 before you're running out of people to cleave.
Okay.
Cleave well.
Yes.
21. 15 damage.
Great.
24. 9 damage.
Great.
26. 6, 7 damage.
Great.
15. 18 damage.
Yes.
If that's our limit. That's our limit.
21, 7 damage.
Yes.
How many are we up to
this
now? I've lost
amazing.
Count.
You've got 2 more.
13, that's a miss.
Yeah. That's a miss.
It's always a 13, though.
Yeah.
You've never missed with anything else.
To be fair, there are only 4 numbers on which she misses.
So. Vroom, 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 vroom. 3 of them drop. 2 of them just kind of fumble. 1 of them you clearly killed. Just. Boom!
In half.
Yeah, like properly dead.
Blood.
In fact, there's bits of like robe starting to stick to the axe, which is what slowed you for that final one. And why you missed is it's covered in cowl.
Cowl's the worst.
Lads, lads, on without me.
For God's sake.
Blokes, I loved you, blokes. Do it for bloke. Kiss me, lads.
Just checking something.
Okay.
All right. Blow at 2 bloke. To bloke or not to bloke.
It's dangerous to be a bloke. Take this. It's dangerous to bloke alone.
Yeah. It's dangerous to bloke alone.
I bloked. I laddied.
Come with me if you want to blow.
You shall not blow!
And my bloke! Bloke, you fools! Bloke!
Azu.
Live, lads, and prosper!
Carry the bloke.
Azu, give me
May
a will save.
May the lads be with you. if I fail this. 17.
Okay. You are attacked by a large number of...
Blokes. The way he's gonna layer all these together to make it sound genuinely spooky.
Blokes.
Just get Frog to call in and give you a couple of like lads over the phone.
16 damage from just sheer numbers of bang, 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 bang. Everyone just grabbing, yanking, punching, kicking.
Rude.
So rude. I may be from the mountains, but I know my manners.
Azu, you're up.
Don't have the decency to hit me with an axe. Don't bother.
Is there anyone between me and slightly
yes,
more?
Yes, there's still people.
How many?
Another cleaving spree. If you manage to get a couple, and you can break out the other side.
That's cleavable.
I've got to do it. If it's cleavable, I've got to do it.
I set up the cleave zone.
Thank you.
Cleave zone activated.
22, 16 damage.
Boom!
Come on.
You get very efficient at rolls.
15, oh. 9 damage.
Boom!
What? Oh. No!
Another 3!
You take out 2.
Okay.
Bang, bang. Both dead. One of them you'd hit before and you just finish the job. There is one person stopped, like, between you, who's a little bit like,
you could do a bull rush as a movement action, right? That's
no.
a thing.
No, it's full.
No!
There is one person stood between you
can
and
you
them.
Just push him.
The longer it takes you, the more are going to turn up again, though.
Okay, I take the condition shoved.
You could, however, if you're willing to accept the attack of opportunity from one person, you can get past them.
Yes. Yes!
You can just go. Basically, what you've done is you've taken out everyone apart from one immediately in front of you. So you could just sort of go round, and as they clonk you on the head, be like, oh, I'm going to end
just
you.
Just like, blow.
Blow?
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Great. They will take their single attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Miss.
Oh, bloke.
Right, so as it stands, just to sort of illustrate to you very quickly.
Ooh, I'm so cheery about being dead.
Carriage is swamped. You find yourself sort of just outside of the swamp of people. And there are the odd person here, there, everywhere, kind of all ploughing in towards you currently, that they've not managed to surround you or anything. If you were to choose to leg it, you might actually get away before
anyone can.
Take
the condition legged it. yeah, I'm going to summon my camel and just freaking gallop towards the temple.
You will only be able to summon your camel next time.
Then I run.
Great. As you legs it, everyone give me a perception check.
Even the
yeah,
sleepy
everyone.
People.
17.
Natural 20, so 31.
Unnatural 20.
Eldritch 20.
Also an Eldritch 20.
Okay.
I like that. That's good.
Everyone apart from Grizzop.
Oh, I've had a lovely nap.
You can see a swarm of paladins and clerics have begun charging out of the Temple of Aphrodite.
Aphrodite for the win!
They are a decent distance away,
Aphrodite,
but when I say
nine.
When I say a swarm, I mean every single door and window has some kind of paladin or cleric
pink
charging
glow.
Out in just this massive pink swarm towards you all.
Yes. Bright neon pink.
However, without spelling stuff out too much.
The party calls for aid, and Aphrodite shall answer.
Blokes!
Blokes!
Right.
Oh, blokes!
Right. Azu.
Yes.
Give me a will save.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Please. You've not been very kind. Oh, thank God. 26.
What a champion.
You're doing really well.
Okay.
I'm sweating so hard.
I have to say, the bloke swarm, I think, is our finest creation. We might have to just end on episode 100 because we can't. Like...
Okay, are you ready to just take a bunch of attacks?
That's so many!
You take only 3 damage.
Most of those rolls he was just doing to mess with you.
I wish.
Oh, I'm so wounded.
There was basically 2 hits in that, and all the rest was me going, nope, nope. Nope.
I think you're
nope.
going blokes.
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 So, yeah, long story short, a couple of people on the outside just managed to clip you a little bit, but you have managed to carve your way through enough. What you do notice is that every single member of this cult seems to be aimed at you. All of the ones on the carriage, all of the ones everywhere else are all facing you and coming for you specifically.
So we've got this image from above of this like bright pink swarm. Like the same way that Gandalf glowed white and then all the rest of the
world. Or Arwen was riding with Frodo and like the 9 ringwraiths were... Lord of the Rings is like 70% of my pop culture references.
Yeah!
Yes!
And good!
So they're bright pink swarm from one side coming towards you and then they're like this like wobbly...
bad
black
cowls. Just cowls as far as you can see and trail from the other side, and you're running from one to the other.
Azu.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm going to keep running.
Leg it.
Keep running, yeah.
Leg it, yep. Okay. You are going to take a couple of attacks of opportunity, because even weaving around people, there are a couple who could still get an attack off.
This is still not good for me.
You only take four more damage as a couple of them take a swing at you and so on.
I'm on nine.
It's
all right.
Remember, you have Lay on Hands if you really need it.
Yeah, but I've
not
got
this
a,
turn, but...
Yeah, I've got to get to a place...
Just get to the pink wave!
Yeah.
Right.
You ready? This turn is basically deciding what happens here. Specifically a single dice roll.
Also, Blokes in the Pink Wave is an amazing album.
Give me a will save, Azu. Roll well.
Oh!
It was not good.
What did you get?
I got 14.
Let me check something.
Oh, this is awful.
You're near the pink wave.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your move speed? 20. Mm-hmm. So you moved 80 foot in that time, and it's a couple hundred feet away, so, and they're moving.
Yeah,
so
you got halfway to the pink wave.
Yeah, they might be close to getting you. And you're heavy, so...
What was your save again?
14.
As you find yourself stumbling, feeling weird, and then kind of tired, and you slump to your knees, slump face down, and we'll end the episode there.
No!
Oh, Alex, you can't do this to us.
Oh,
this is the end of the recording.
No.
We're not... We actually have more of a wait than the listeners. We have 2 weeks of a cliffhanger.
What time is it?
I'm not sure we're recording in 2 weeks, guys.
You have a month.
Oh, no.
Right, we are ending the episode there. We'll all rejoin this party and see who's alive, who's not, soon enough. But until then, bye, guys.
Bye.
I don't even know if I respect his craft anymore.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill, or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Blokes. No, that's not Lord of the Rings. What was that?
No,
Jurassic Park.
Oh well.
It's a blokey bloke. Lads.
So.